Shadowbreakers, Day 1. Called to walk in the light, even after divorce. When I was a little girl, I loved to play with my shadow, chasing after it, trying to step on it. It was fun. For just a few moments of the day, I enjoyed living in the shadow of myself. But as an adult, living in the shadows of my divorce was awful. The experience of divorce had lodged itself between me and the light of God's love for me, casting huge shadows, leaving me groping around in the dark. For instance, before my divorce, I had confidence in God's love for me. But after my divorce, I struggled to believe God still loved me. Before my divorce, I had a measure of faith in humanity. But after my divorce, it was hard to trust anyone. Before my divorce, I had goals for my future. But after my divorce, I was uncertain about that future. Living in the shadows cast by divorce is like being lost in the fog, unsure about who we are, where we stand with God, and where we fit in our community. But we don't have to live in those shadows. God has called us to live fully in the light of God's love for us, even after divorce. The Bible tells us that God is light. In Him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with Him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. The Bible also tells us in Romans 8:38 through 39, that nothing can come between us and the light of God's love, not even divorce. And if nothing can come between us and God's love, then there can be no shadows. So, what divorce shadows are you dealing with today? You can be a shadow breaker by choosing to walk in the truth of God's love for you. Walking in the light of God's love empowers us to live shadow free. In what ways can you begin walking in that light today? Today's promise is found in John chapter 1, verses 4 and 12. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. To all who received Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God.